Well, look, it was a good opportunity to meet the parents' representatives, and it was quite clear from the meeting that there's a strong community desire to keep the school in Ballysadare. And certainly from a department point of view now, from a policy point of view, when we look at our own projections and the increase in demographics in Sligo itself, that there will be a need for a school in Ballysadare. And it's important that we now work together to find a solution. And I will be obviously very supportive, but also allowing the space for the existing patron to go ahead now and have conversations. And I know behind the scenes there's preliminary conversations going on between a potential patron, and namely the ETB, and hopefully the space and time will be given now for them to have that conversation to see what solution they could come up for. But it's really, really an important day from the point of view of a community coming with a strong message, and this was conveyed by a number of their political representatives over a period of time now. But it was good to meet the parents themselves, and the desire to continue with this school in this location is very, very clear, and all the support I will be given and my officials will be given and have given, because they've started communicating on this matter as well to find a replacement patron.